coming this Wednesday, we're playing for Save the Wild UP at the Ore Dock to get them to like a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And the Conga Cemental will be doing that. And January 11th, we'll be doing the Sisu Festival in Ironwood.
Oh, geez.
Well, that sounds like fun.
That's actually always great.
That one's a great one.
Yeah.
Conga Cemental, for those that aren't familiar with it, I guess the way I would describe it, and I'm sure you'll correct me if I'm wrong with this, but it's sort of an interpretation of reggae feeling and sort of beach feeling songs, but they may have a definite winter or sauna or Finlander feeling to them, right?
Yeah, it's based on the UP feeling and the geographical nature of things here.
So this project, now you've done a lot of these tracks in your own studio. Tell us a little bit about the project.
Well, I started on this newest CD 2 years ago, and I did most of the tracks myself, and I had few musicians, Dave Zigner, Gary Parkinen, Laurie Hayes, they came and sang on this demo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I transferred it all over to Jerry Kipla's studio, North Star. And he's working on that right now. And we've had three different drummers on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that his is high quality. It'll turn out real well. But this particular demo, in my opinion, I think it turned out good. And I'm selling it today.
Well, you've got some tracks on it in particular that you want people to hear because you've been working on them for a little while.
Right.
You got a lot of the classic sort of themes in there, you know, with Heikki Luntta and other ones, Nightcrawler and the Fisherman.
Yeah, that's a confrontation between the two. What a Nightcrawler would say to the fisherman before he got thrown into the lake.
I like that.
I do too.
I got to ask you this. You've been on the scene for quite a while with this project and with this group, but where did this idea for Conga Cemental really come from?
Well, it started out in 94 with Les Ross, mm-hmm. Jr. and Dave Zigner and myself playing at the Portside. And I've always liked reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, I was allowed to play polkas with my mom and dad. And so that kind of went on into my own performances.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take the shoddish. I'd watch people dancing the shoddish, and I'd switch around to a reggae. And lo and behold, they'd still be dancing the shoddish.
You know,
so that's how it came about.
You know, I've heard from many people that reggae, certain music can kind of, that influence and that feel can transfer in. Did you find that to be kind of actually maybe easier than you expected with some of it?
Yeah, it was just kind of popped in there. You watch the people dance, and then you either throw a polka and change it to a soca or reggae to shoddish.
There you go. I like that. Now, you say you're going to have this for sale for folks. They can come and check this out when you're performing. So it's sort of a just here's the newest tracks, here's the latest kind of thing.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the upcoming mm-hmm. final CD when the North Star Studio, but I could die tomorrow, so I want to set it up.
You want to have people have the opportunity to have it there. That's that Finlander attitude right there, right?
Yeah,
there.
Well, and then,
well, you know, we could die tomorrow. So
could get run over by a bus.
Yeah,
I know.
Don't say that. I used to be a bus driver.
So, again, with Conga Cemental, I know you're also out there, you're performing on a regular basis with the lads in the group and everything. You got some shows, like you said. We'll touch on those in just a little bit. But also, you've got all these CDs, merchandise, everything like that, that people can find you on the internet and everything like that. But yeah, I got to ask you, with the idea, when you got this thing going one night and you're having a gig and it's this idea, have you been surprised with how well it's really actually connected with people beyond just the local area where they hear the music and they really take to it?
Well, at any of the concerts that we play at, I have people coming up ages 4 years old up to 90, and the little kids say that, play that Sponge Bunny song.
Yep.
And then I get the older lady, one was 89 years old, she says, I really like your combo.
Your combo. I like that. That's very good. Well, I want to let you know that right now we've got a couple of copies of CD here from that Daryl brought in. It's the Conga Cemental totally remastered Land of the Conga Boys and Finnish Reggae and Other Sauna Beats. We got a couple of copies of those. If you'd be interested in these, give us a call at 227-7777. You can call in over the next hour or so. We've got these. If you want them right now, you can call. We'll get some information from you and set you up with these Conga Semene CDs. Daryl was kind enough to bring these in. The new demo CD is available at the gigs of Conga Semene, which you mentioned one coming up here pretty quick, and that is later this week. Tell us about the details on that.
Well, I don't know too much about the details, but I know it's for the Save the Wild UP, and Dave Zigner had set it up that we would do it as a fundraiser, mm-hmm. which Conga Semene, I'm sure, is flat broke. They mm-hmm. do the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and the full band is going to be playing there.
And it's where and when?
It's Wednesday night. Sycamore Smith is starting the show out, and I think we go on about 8 o'clock.
And it's at the Ore Dock?
At the Ore Dock.
Ore Dock in downtown Marquette.